What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, July 2nd, 2021. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It is also the start of the July 4th holiday weekend, and Sunday, the Declaration of Independence will be 245 years old, and we're going to be talking about that just a little tiny bit, at the start of the show. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and we're going to do news and look back at a little bit of American history, and then we'll open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Now, the Declaration of Independence is a symbolic document. It's not actually based on any law. It was basically sort of a formal letter to King George III saying, you're fired, get on out of here. And, a lot of the deep state corporate media are out there saying, well, the Declaration and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are kind of irrelevant in the modern age because they are almost 250 years old. And I would argue the other way that in point of fact, the Declaration of Independence is as relevant today as it was when it was first written. And, if you go through the Declaration, you'll see all they list out all the problems that King George III had inflicted on the colonies, leading to the separation. And the colonists, for one thing, this is the direct quote, he has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. The colonists petitioned King George III to pass laws that would improve their lives, and generally he didn't. He relied on taxes collected from the nobility, paid for by rents, commoners paid to live on their lands, and he'd passed that Currency Act as well. Another thing that was in the Declaration, he has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. In other words, the governors of the colonies were not allowed to make any changes to the laws without the king's permission. And that meant sending a message by sailing boat back to Great Britain, working through the bureaucracy there. And then, coming on back to America. So there was, it was a real traffic jam, if you will. And, the big one, though, was that he passed that Currency Act, ending the use of money created in the colonies for the colonies' use, and demanded everybody conduct business and pay their taxes in banknotes borrowed at interest from the Bank of England, and that really was the primary cause of the American Revolution. So when you there's an article on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com that talks about the relevance of the Declaration of Independence, and you may want to take a look at that because it is pretty much still relevant today. We find ourselves in many of the same evils that the colonists faced back in 1776. So take time out over this weekend to remember what the 4th of July is really supposed to be about. It's not just the fireworks, it's not just the hot dogs and the beer and the rest of it. You really do need to go back and reread that Declaration of Independence and just, think about what it really meant back then and how much of it still applies today. All right, so we're going into the holiday weekend, and it's probably going to be the busiest this year so far. It's going to be even busier than Memorial Day. They're estimating that nearly 48 million Americans are going to be hitting the highway for the holiday weekend, even though gas prices are very high. And by the way, there's a pattern there that I've seen throughout the years, when we get into summer vacation, and especially before the big holidays, gas prices always go up to maximize the profits for the petroleum industry. Now, Joe Biden came on out talking about the 4th of July, and, you know, he basically bragged on social media that the cost of the cookout this year for 4th of July was 16 cents less than it was last year, and he's being, you know, abused for that. For one thing, last year at the 4th of July, we were still under that COVID lockdown, and a lot of people did not have the big family gatherings and picnics that are the tradition. And so, yeah, he got, you know, he got soundly thrashed and abused for that one. There has been another building collapse. This one in Washington, D.C., and we're not dealing with an old building that was cracked and corroded. This one was under construction. It was a five-story building, and it just came on down. Five injured, one worker was trapped for a while. Now, getting on back to the Surfside condo down in Florida, you know, Biden, you know, is out there trying to say global warming, you know, had something to do with this thing. He says, we don't have any firm proof of what's happened. Well, yeah, we do. We have that commentary from the pool contractor that the building wasn't being maintained. There were cracks in the concrete. The rebar was corroded. There was salt water flooding into the foundations. It was very poorly constructed. Now, National Geographic, no less, has come on out saying that this proves that the oceans are rising and a threat to the coastal areas from human-caused global warming. So they're just pounding on this as hard as they can. And then Biden did another horrible gaffe, and he came on out saying there is something good about all this. There's a silver lining. Because it shows we can all work together in dealing with these crises. And that did not really go over very well. It's another case of Biden's hoof-in-mouth disease. Getting into other political news, the CFO, Alan Weisselberg, of the Trump Organization, was taken into court in handcuffs. Now, he surrendered. He didn't have to be arrested. He voluntarily surrendered. And so the handcuffs were kind of a little bit much. He pled not guilty, both for himself and for the Trump Organization. Donald Trump has come on out saying that, you know, New York has taken over the witch hunt, and the charges against Alan Weisselberg are a disgrace. And he also criticized the prosecutors for having Alan in handcuffs going into court, like he was some kind of a terrible criminal. Eric Trump is describing this as a political vendetta against Alan Weisselberg, and the Manhattan District Attorney is guilty of abuse of power. The investigation ran for 5 years, and you know, they spent millions of dollars on an investigation that may only get back a few thousand dollars in unpaid taxes. So they're really trying to make a big deal about this. Now, yesterday I speculated that the goal may be to get Alan Weisselberg to put it politely, cooperate with the district attorney in trumping up some charges against Donald Trump, because if he can be convicted of a felony, then he is ineligible to run in 2024, and he's definitely dropping hints that he's going to try and do that. And so the deep state and the Democrats are panicked at the comeback. They're looking at the crowds at his rallies, and he's going to have another one tomorrow, by the way. So there is a legal analyst who's out there saying that really Trump is in the clear, and he says there are not going to be any additional charges from the New York District Attorney following this tax evasion charges. Now, what is at stake here is that the Trump Organization compensated many of its top people in addition to their salaries, with things like, you know, car leases and stuff like that, which, according to the Internal Revenue Service, counts as taxable income on which taxes were not paid. And it happens an awful lot in business. This is a very unusual case that they're even bothering with this. Normally, they'd simply send a letter saying you owe thus and such in back taxes. It would be paid, and that would be the end of it. So it is a political witch hunt. All righty. Now, Attorney General Merrick Garland is ordering a halt on all federal executions after the Trump administration reinstated them after an 18-year ban. And to be fair here, I'm actually in agreement with this. I think this is probably one of the things we can put in the plus column of the Biden administration. I am strongly opposed to capital punishment for the simple reason that our system makes mistakes. In fact, we had a couple of stories just this last month of people who had been in jail for a very, very long time, and they were exonerated and released. And, you know, their lives are still over and has been stolen from them, but at least they're alive and they get to walk out of the prison. But if you execute somebody wrongly, and the name Bruno Richard Hauptmann comes to mind on that issue, you can't fix that when it turns out they were innocent. And until we can restore life to those it is wrongfully taken from, we should not take it in the first place. So I am in agreement with Merrick on this one. Now, the release of Bill Cosby from prison is prompting quite a bit of a backlash. And it's important to remember he has not been exonerated of the crime. He was released on a technicality regarding a promise by a prosecutor that he would not be charged in order that he could not claim the Fifth Amendment in the civil case. Then a subsequent prosecutor went ahead with the case, and that was the violation of due process that the court ruled on. So keep that in mind. Over at Harvard University, students are calling for Cosby's on-screen wife, Felicia Rashad, to be fired from her post of dean at the school after she published on social media her joy that his conviction had been overturned. So there. Definitely reacting to that. Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney is saying that she should be let out of jail now because prosecutors had promised not to charge her when they gave Jeffrey Epstein that sweetheart deal back in 2010. So that is going to be interesting. Meanwhile, a judge has ordered a new trove of secret Ghislaine Maxwell files to be unsealed this month, including whether she received funding from the Clinton Global Initiative and the Clinton Foundation. So that's going to be interesting to see. Earlier in the week, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot came on out claiming that 99% of her critics were just being racist and sexist, and she is being slammed for that after her own refusal to be interviewed by white journalists. And so that really didn't play too well. And, you know, sometimes the propaganda is just getting so desperate out there. Now, getting on to January 6th, there is a new development. There is newly surfaced video footage that seems to confirm that the Capitol Police lieutenant who shot Ashley Babbitt was Michael Leroy Byrd. And Byrd was not assigned to protect Vice President Mike Pence, as the corporate media tried to report. He was just there as a Capitol Police lieutenant, and he just hauled off and shot Ashley Babbitt. So now we know. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi has appointed well-known Trump hater Liz Cheney to be on her January 6th Capitol Riot Select Committee. And Minority Leader McCarthy was saying that he was very surprised that Cheney would accept anything from Nancy Pelosi. But it does seem to be moving forward. I guess that hatred of Trump is drawing together, you know, people who would otherwise be opponents and enemies. Now, earlier in the week, we talked about the Oath Keepers head guy, Stuart Rhodes, appeared to be protected by the government, leading to the speculation that he and Oath Keepers were used to create that illusion of an uncontrolled riot on January 6th. And there's a new report that has come on out. This is a video on Rumble where Stuart Rhodes is exposed as a confidential informant of the FBI. So, yes, there is a link there. And for those of you who are my age, you know, think back to a COINTELPRO in the 1960s and all the chicanery that the FBI did back then. Judicial Watch has received 165 pages of new documents from the Office of the Secretary of State of California showing that the Office of the Secretary of State directly contacted Google employees to ask them to remove a Judicial Watch video on election integrity. Now, the video is titled Election Integrity Crisis, and it talked about dirty voter rolls, ballot harvesting, mail-in voting risks, and it was removed within 3 days. And the video featured Tom Fitton discussing vote by mail and a Judicial Watch lawsuit settlement that resulted in Los Angeles County agreeing to remove up to 1.6 million inactive voters from its voting rolls. And by golly, we can't let the American people see that. Over at Facebook, they have gone totally Nazi, and they're now actively requesting their members inform on others for being extremists. And, you know, this is right out of the Third Reich, and the, you know, the Gestapo had secret informants in every neighborhood, in every German city, and they would listen for people to say things the government didn't approve of, and then they'd rush off and tell the Gestapo. And the Gestapo basically tried to build a reputation that they saw everything, they heard everything, and through the network of informants, they definitely did that. And, you know, Facebook is now playing the same game, asking their members to report on extremism by other members. Good reason to get off of Facebook. And I haven't used Facebook in years now because I could see the direction they were going. In the corporate media, we are continuing to see CNN, Fox, and MSNBC lose views because of their partisan coverage. And don't forget, a little while ago, there was that story where Rachel Maddow was being sued for defamation, and the court let her off the hook saying, well, the show is her opinion. It's not really a news program, and all of her viewers know that. All righty. Now let's talk about Julian Assange. The United States has filed two different extradition documents. The first one involved Assange's publication of videos showing U.S. war crimes. It raises issues of First Amendment and journalism, and it really came across as very, very weak. So the United States filed a second affidavit regarding the extradition. This one was based on the claim that Julian Assange had engaged in hacking against the U.S. government. That was clearly a crime not protected by the First Amendment, and they have been pushing on that one as hard as they can. And that now all fell apart because that indictment was based on a single source, an FBI informant up in Iceland with a known history of sociopathy, lying, registered sex offender, and the FBI built its entire case on that one statement. That informant has now gone public in Icelandic media saying that he just made it all up. So the case against Julian Assange has basically imploded. Now, in a just and fair world, the United States government would drop their legal action, and Assange would walk free. Unfortunately, in this day and age, I don't think that's going to happen. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back. ¶¶
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, and this is the part of the program where I, put on my little beggar's robes and everything and remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support so we can work at getting the truth out in this age of lies that we find ourselves in right now. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And don't forget, if you send in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So include your return address and the t-shirt size. And if you send in $115, that's 115, you will get both items. And don't forget that FrontSight Firearms deal. That is a real sweet deal for supporters of the Second Amendment here. So I'm going to wave my flag for the camera here right now, mostly to annoy the liberals, but, it's 4th of July weekend. Getting on back to the news here, there is this Army Sergeant Daniel Perry, and he has been indicted on murder charges as of yesterday for shooting a Black Lives Matter protester, Garrett Foster, who had an AK-47. Now, Perry shot Foster after his car was surrounded by a mob. They were pounding on the car, and Foster allegedly pointed his AK-47 toward this soldier. And to me, this is a clear case of self-defense. But once again, we're seeing the government seem to have this idea that Black Lives Matter are allowed to pretty much do whatever they want to do, and anybody who stands up to them is in a world of hurt. And to me, you know, that's coming across as racism in reverse. Now, here is an interesting little story. People have gotten into the habit. They've got a smartphone with a little video camera on it, and they've gotten into the habit of making a video recording of encounters with police and then putting them on YouTube. Well, the police have found a tactic to strike back. They are playing music, like Taylor Swift kind of stuff, during these video encounters so that YouTube's copyright striking will prevent the videos from staying up on YouTube. A little bit of a sneaky thing. But obviously, the police don't want any more negative videos going up on YouTube. Well, I've got a really easy solution from that. Don't do anything that you would be ashamed of being on YouTube. Getting on into to the issue of the election fraud, the Maricopa audit is basically over. They have vacated the Coliseum where they were doing all the work. The ballots are under 24/7 guard right now. And there was this issue last week where the Arizona Senate subpoenaed Maricopa County officials for the passwords for the election machines and the routers, only to find out that Maricopa County has ditched all of this equipment. They announced about a week ago that they were going to get all new machines, you know, following this audit, and trying to say it's because we don't know what was done to the machines by the auditors. But definitely getting rid of the evidence. And you know, that's it. They've got something to hide. Everything they do just broadcasts the fact they've got something to hide. It's like a big flashing neon sign, guilty, guilty, guilty. Now, we reported earlier in the week that the Supreme Court upheld two Arizona voting laws, and the precedent that they set could undermine the Biden administration's lawsuit against Georgia to get them to drop their law trying to secure the elections there. So that's going to get very intense. And as a result of this, both the threat to the Georgia case and the Supreme Court decisions in Arizona, the Democrats are now screaming that it is time for Biden to pack the U.S. Supreme Court with liberal justices. And this has been a contentious issue all during the campaign. There is, unfortunately, no place in the Constitution that says how many justices can sit on the Supreme Court. It's always an odd number, so the Chief Justice can be a tie-breaking vote. But the Democrats are talking about increasing the number of justices to 15 and, you know, filling those six vacancies with liberal justices to shut out the conservative majority that currently exists. And again, they're gaming the system as to what has happened. Now, things are so bad over in Georgia that even their Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, wants the Fulton County elections to be taken over by the state. And it's a real mess down there. Now, whether he's doing it to cover up what happened down there or just to protect his reputation, I don't know. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about election fraud. And earlier in the week, the New York City Democratic primary for mayor was thrown into chaos when it came out that 135,000 test ballots were included in the count for the primary itself. And they've now withdrawn those vote counts and struggling to find out what's going on. There's a story over in Cuz Blue about how the New York City election officials held a secret meeting to discuss the botched vote count. The problem is the meeting may have been illegal, so they're facing criticism for that. Meanwhile, do you remember back when MSNBC, Vox, Media Matters were attacking New York City candidate Adams for questioning the outcome of the election? Are you hearing any of those people come on back and say, well, maybe there were grounds to wonder as to what was going on with the election? You're never going to see it. You know, corporate media, like politicians, they never, ever admit when they were wrong. They just don't. It's not happening. Meanwhile, the New York City elections have become so corrupt that even far left Mayor de Blasio is saying it is time for an audit. And that would be a really good thing. Now, a little while ago, over in Michigan, as you know, there is a hue and cry for a full audit of that election back in November 2020. And the GOP Senate came out with this weird election report that basically said, well, we haven't seen anything yet to indicate that there was a problem. And there's a critique of that report over at Station Gossip saying that the report reads like the Democratic Secretary of State Benson, who's backed by George Soros, by the way, it sounds like he wrote the whole thing and then somehow persuaded these GOP senators to sign off on it to make it look like the Republicans were turning on themselves again. Now, interestingly enough, over the commercial break, One American News Network was running a story about Hunter Biden's new career as an artist and wondering if these anonymous buyers of his artwork were in fact attempting to buy influence and funnel money to the Biden family through that artwork. And you can actually see some of the artwork online. You can do a web search for it. I've looked at some of it. A lot of it reminds me of 1950s wallpaper designs. The rest of it looks like Hunter took a bunch of hamsters, dipped them in different colored paints, gave them a hit of meth, and then just dropped them on the canvas, let them, you know, bop around for a while here. It's pretty bad stuff here. But it is being sold as modern art, and there is a dimension to this that nobody seems to have covered yet, okay? The anonymous buyers who are buying the artwork can turn around and get it appraised for some kind of value, probably more than they paid for it. Then they can donate it to some kind of a modern art museum and then take that off their taxes. So in this roundabout way, the American people are paying for the corruption of the Biden family. And it's kind of a weird situation. All right, let's get into COVID-19. Anthony Fauci is back in the news again, saying there are now two Americas, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, and trying to basically encourage the vaccinated to wag their fingers and, you know, various other things at the unvaccinated to get them in there and get that shot. Again, it has surfaced that Fauci does have financial ties with some of these medical corporations. Now, federal watchdog group has filed a complaint against Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying that he may have violated the Hatch Act because as a federal employee, he is not allowed to make political statements, which he has been doing all along. So Fauci may be in a little bit of trouble from that. Story coming on out of the Gateway Pundit. They're reporting on how CDC officials are now quietly admitting that there are more hospitalizations of young people from the vaccine than from the actual COVID virus, including a huge number of heart problems being reported. And they're saying that the second dose of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines increased the risk of heart problems up to 200-fold in young men. But they're still out there saying the vaccine should be given even to kids already suffering from heart problems. It's all about the Benjamins and the money. And we are back in 1976 and that swine flu debacle where it came on out the vaccine was killing more people than the disease itself was. Over in Britain, their holiday makers could be barred from Europe because they were given the AstraZeneca COVID jab that was manufactured in India, and that is not being considered as legitimate. And so for Britons hoping to travel abroad for the summer holiday, they may be disappointed. Meanwhile, out in Los Angeles, they have resumed the face mask mandate, despite all the evidence that the masks do more harm than good and don't really seem to have any effect on stopping the spread of the COVID-19. I have a mask. I'm going to keep it as a souvenir here. And it says right on the front of it, if pants can't stop a fart, what makes you think that this mask will stop a virus? Okay, and let's see. Let's talk to the international news here. The United States is said to be days away from completing the Afghanistan withdrawal. They're basically scurrying to get out of there. They're going to keep at least 650 troops in the country to guard the U.S. embassy and secure the Kabul airport. Everybody is getting on out of Afghanistan. We don't know that they're coming home. They may be redeployed to other places where the United States is making trouble. Now, the United States has officially left Bagram Air Base after 20 years. And the Taliban says, well, you know, they welcome the exit of the foreign forces, and they are continuing to make gains across Afghanistan. They want their country back. Okay. Another article on the same topic from Station Gossip saying, after 20 years, the U.S. turns Bagram Air Base over to the Afghan government, but how long can they hang on to it? And I would say probably the odds makers in Las Vegas are already making book on that one here. Right. Now, a delegation from Iraq, led by the Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi, as well as Iraq's defense and foreign ministers, made a visit to NATO headquarters in Brussels to basically denounce President Biden's airstrikes in their country. And Prime Minister personally conveyed his anger over the violation of Iraq's sovereignty for last Sunday night's airstrikes on the Syrian border that killed several Iraqi militia members in what Washington described as Iran-backed groups. And Iraq is saying, no, they were regular Iraqi military. They weren't connected to Iran. Little troubling development over in Syria, Russian MiG-31Ks, that's their latest and greatest, armed with hypersonic missiles, have been seen operating out of Syria's Khmeimim Air Base. And if Biden's thinking about escalating in Syria, it's going to be tough because those MiGs are very, very serious aircraft. Meanwhile, Russia is going to block the Kerch Strait. Now, this is up at the top of the Black Sea, and this came directly from Vladimir Putin, saying that they're blocking that Kerch Strait in order to prevent infiltration. Now, the Kerch Strait connects the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, and it's 9.3 miles wide and up to 59 feet deep. And they're just going to close that off, and I'm sure that they're going to be screaming about Ukraine territory and so forth. Over in China, the rhetoric is cranking up there. The Chinese government has issued a demand to the Biden administration to immediately sever all military ties with Taiwan or face a war with China. And, they had their 100th anniversary celebration a little while back. And basically a lot of tough talk there, saying that China will reunify with Taiwan and the United States better not get in the way. New satellite data, this is commercial satellite imagery obtained by the James Martin Center for Nonproliferation Studies, seem to indicate China is building over 100 new silos for intercontinental ballistic missiles in a desert close to the city of Yumen. And this, if it's true, and those are missile silos, it is a major increase in China's strategic nuclear capability and a good reason not to annoy them. Meanwhile, we're seeing more and more commentary. This is from Sputnik News, that the U.S. and Japan war games are creating an unnecessary tension in the South and East China Sea. And these drills are being carried out to basically model a possible conflict with China over Taiwan. And I think probably it's a good time to think, is it really any of the United States' business what China and Taiwan are doing? I mean, forget the politicians and the globalists and all the rest of it, you know, who love war and power and everything. Ordinary Americans, that's you listening to this show. Does it really impact your life if Taiwan goes back to being part of China? Does it impact your life enough to send our money and the lives of our children over to the Western Pacific for yet another military debacle? Getting into the economic news, it's Jobs Friday, and we're getting indications of a little bit of propaganda. The corporate media is out there saying that 850,000 jobs were added, and huzzah, huzzah for President Biden. But the unemployment rate, rises, and the labor force participation rate remains the exact same. So somebody somewhere has got bad numbers. Meanwhile, Ohio has become the 41st state to end the sales tax on gold and silver, meaning gold and silver can function as legal tender in those countries. All right, let's get into this whole foreclosure insanity. The federal moratorium ended yesterday, actually 2 days ago, I'm sorry. They're talking about possibly extending it to the end of July, but that's really not a fix. What are they going to do? Extend it to August? I mean, they have really painted themselves into a corner, and it just underscores the incompetence of the government managing the economy during the COVID panic. And, they stuck their foot in the door. And if they pull it out, there's going to be a wave of foreclosures and a lot of very angry renters and homeowners or former homeowners. And we could definitely see rioting in the streets. And, of course, out in California, Governor Newsom, who wants to survive his recall election that's coming up, is pledging to help the lowest income families pay off all their back rent. And I don't like Newsom, but at least it's a start dealing with the problem, because all of these renters and homeowners who are behind on their rents and their mortgages, they did not do anything wrong. It was done to them, and somebody's got to come up with a way to solve this problem and not just have all this sudden homeless population here. All righty. California is begging for more electricity. They're doing all these shortages here. And there is a new villain that has emerged in all of this shortage of electricity. I've been talking about all the illegal immigrants. But apparently, California's shift to renewable green power has come up short. It's not able to deliver the amount of electricity that is needed during these hot summer months. And the same thing was down in Texas, where a couple of their coal-fired power plants were shut down as part of the green agenda. Meanwhile, over in New York, they're dealing with power shortages, and the New Yorkers are being told to turn up the temperature on their air conditioning systems. But webcams are showing that Times Square and all those ad billboards, they're still lit up. And at nighttime, the decorative lighting on the skyscrapers is still going strong. And that is a lot of power there as well. All right. Bitcoin has crashed to 10,000. And there are warnings that it might linger there for years. And we'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, over in Japan, And I certainly like this idea. The Japanese government is officially recommending a four-day work week. And I'm assuming the model would be, 4 days of 10 hours each, as opposed to five days of 8 hours each. And I know a lot of computer animation companies already work a 10-hour workday, so it's not that difficult here. But that could be a real trend, and certainly I think the Japanese people would appreciate a three-day weekend. Meanwhile, the Boy Scouts of America have reached an $850 million settlement with lawyers representing 60,000 men who claimed they were sexually abused by various scoutmasters, spanning six decades. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick upon a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about the economy, and we're finishing up here with this story from Los Angeles. Now, earlier in the week, I reported on how the LA City Council passed a new ordinance basically limiting where the homeless could be. They were basically going to be trying to clear them off the Venice Beach boardwalks, underneath the freeway overpasses, and sidewalks, libraries, parks, and so forth and so on. And I said it wasn't going to cure the problem. Did the homeless have to live somewhere? Well, it turns out, actually, according to this story, that this new ordinance relies on voluntary compliance from the homeless. So it was a great symbolic gesture by the city council, but it's not really going to change anything at all. Getting into immigration, the Biden administration has released 10,000 unaccompanied alien children into the United States. And they're being released to sponsors. It's not like they're just setting them to wander all over the streets here. But they are definitely pouring on in. And it is a problem. And Biden is being blasted by Republicans for willfully and intentionally letting thousands of illegal migrants enter the United States. He's being accused of losing operational control of the southern border. Well, Biden never wanted that. He is fully on board of this open border. You know, let's make the world, you know, one planet, you know, one mongrel population and one slab of cement globalist vision that they have. Meanwhile, over in Texas, sheriffs and other law enforcement groups have filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration for preventing the arrest and deportation of criminal illegal aliens. And I was talking when Tom from Florida was on the phone yesterday, I was saying I wanted to know how many illegal immigrants are criminals and committing crimes in this country. And now we're finding out that the Biden administration apparently doesn't care. That as long as criminal illegal aliens can vote Democratic, they're going to continue to flood into our country. It really, you know, I do see the end of this nation in the very near future. President Trump has released an op-ed basically saying, I built a wall, Biden built a humanitarian catastrophe. And I think that's an accurate summation of what's going on. So Trump, when he was at the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday, was slamming Biden for an open, really dangerous border. And, you know, he's out there saying there's never been a border so secure as the southern border that we had. Well, that's not entirely accurate. Eisenhower really did succeed in stopping the illegal immigrants from coming into the country with his Operation Wetback, which would draw the ire of the liberals now. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.